Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, she saw a hovering blue light. Was it paranormal? Or maybe it was something that could be debunked?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Well, share it with us. We'd love to hear it. 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show along with advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can become a premium subscriber. Do it through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I really would like people to call in or write in with their stories. I love hearing stories.
I do too.
I think it's very interesting. So if you have one, seriously, you know, because there's someone, if you're listening right now, chances are you've got some kind of ghost story. There's a lady at the gym, and I talked to her today. Her name's Maria. She's from Mexico. I really like her. And she listens to this show and listened to it before I ever met her. So it was really funny. One day she's like, oh my God, you're on that Real Ghost Story show, aren't you? I'm like, yes. As a matter of fact, I am. And today we had a conversation about that. Like, because she goes, what got you into even being interested in doing a show like that? And I'm like, Tony. But I said, you know, we grew up in a haunted house. And she was telling me, like, in Mexico, her family has a haunted house. And it's still a haunted house that her family has. And she is every day at the gym. She always is like, "Hey, this other thing happened at work today." She works in a place that seems to be haunted. Her childhood home is haunted. Like she said, the last time she was there, well, time before last, she took her son. He was sleeping in one bed in a bedroom. She's sleeping in another, and it has big stone walls, like really thick stone walls, and she just kept hearing these people talking and talking and talking. And she said to her son, she goes, "Is that you whispering to yourself or something?" And he's like, "No. Is it you?" "No." And she's like, "But you can hear it?" And he said, "And you can hear it?" And so they were both talking about it, and they could hear all these voices. So when she went back a couple years later, she went with her sister. And her sister just, like, kind of had a meltdown. Because she's like, "I can't make the voices stop. The voices won't stop. The voices won't stop." So Maria said that she grabbed her and held her and prayed with her. You know, that's how terrified she was of the voices. Yeah. So I just think it's interesting. There's just so many really incredible stories out there. So share one if you got one.
Remember that I was living in Colby. And in the middle of the night, I was woken up because I could hear voices talking. And it sounded like they were coming maybe from the living room area. But it was just that kind of chatter, 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 chatter.
Yeah, like it's kind of a party.
Like lots of people whispering, talking real loud like that. You know, and so I'm laying there and I'm listening to this and I'm super scared, you know. And then I realized my husband at the time was awake. And I looked over at him and I said, "Do you hear this?" And he said, "Yes, I do." And we both laid there. Like, neither one of us wanted to get up. And we just laid there. We didn't, nobody went out to look or anything. But it was that same kind of just chatter, 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 you know.
That you and could hear you also whispering. Know, had you gone out there, you'd have never seen anything. And I wonder at what point, like, if you would have stepped out of your room, if it would have stopped there.
It would have just stopped immediately, you know, or I don't know.
But so it was interesting.
It was, yeah. I know that feeling, but that was the only time I remember hearing that chattery in that house like that.
Okay, so here's the story. It says, I had a boyfriend when I lived in Virginia, and we would often go visit his mother, Sarah, who lived in a house in Danville, Virginia. She had inherited the house from her father after his death. Sarah's father was a lonely old man who lived by himself in conditions of squalor until his death. Oh.
That's sad.
He had been very religious, and after the death of his last wife, he stayed single and lived alone in the house that he had made himself. He was very attached to the house and the things in it. In the time between his passing and his daughter's move into the house was uninhabited for some months. During this time, freaky local teenagers would sneak in and use the house to practice satanic rituals. They dirtied,
what is with kids these days?
And listen to this part. Okay, so have your satanic rituals, I guess. Who am I to judge? But it says they dirtied the already dirty house with feces and blood. Why does a satanic ritual need blood? I get blood, I guess, maybe. But why the feces? That's just disrespectful.
It is. It's just rude.
It's so rude. Like, clean up. Or find another place, you know, out in the woods.
Yeah, I don't get people that mess with poop. I don't even get it.
Indeed, like, pick up some dog shit, or where are you getting it from?
That's what I don't even want to know.
Do you like pack it up in a little dog poop bag, and then it's like, oh, let's smear this on the walls? It just seems like dog shit wouldn't be the real thing. Seems like to be a real Satan worshiper, you'd have to use human shit. I don't know.
I don't want to know. I don't need the answers to this. Okay.
So it says, upon moving into the house, Sarah had to clean all that crap off the walls. I guess she meant that literally. She eventually repainted and remodeled the house. But when I first went to visit, it still looked dismal. The old time furniture was still in its place, and there were pictures and paintings of serious-looking dead relatives hung on the walls. I did not feel comfortable there. To make matters worse, Sarah had mentioned that although she was, for the most part, alone in the house, she did not feel alone because she could feel the presence of her daddy. She told me that she could see his ghost hovering over her head in bed. To her, this was very comforting. Hearing this was entertaining since I enjoy ghost stories, but I cannot say that I had ever seen a ghost, nor was I prepared to do that. I love our dad, but if I ever saw him hovering above me in bed, that would freak me out.
I would not find that comforting.
There is no comforting there.
No.
When my boyfriend and I visited Sarah in Danville, we would usually stay for the weekend. I did not like spending time there because she was bipolar and always exhibited very weird behavior. Sometimes she was extremely manic, and sometimes she was so depressed she could barely look at us. That's sad. Mm-hmm. Through the veil of her weird demeanor, I could always notice a hint of evil. She was not well in her head, but deep down, she was just not a good person at all. For example, she knew that me and her son lived together and shared a room. Still, she used her old-fashioned house owner authority to make us have to sleep in separate rooms in her house. This was utterly ridiculous. Since she was not old-fashioned at all in other matters, it was almost like she was trying to hurt our relationship. Yeah, that's interesting. So this one weekend that we were visiting her, she was not feeling too festive and went to sleep early, leaving my boyfriend and I drinking some wine by ourselves in the kitchen. The kitchen overlooked her bedroom, and a little room in between her room and the kitchen. My boyfriend and I were having some laughs and talking about something when my gaze shifted to this little room. This was an unconscious act. It was like my attention was called at an unconscious level to that specific corner of the little room. For fractions of a second, I discerned a small blue light that seemed to be hovering in the air at head height. As soon as I looked at it, it flew away from sight. My instinctual reaction to this was to think that it was a car light reflecting off a window or mirror. I looked around to see where the reflection might have come from. After a minute or so of inspecting, I realized we were on the other side of the house that overlooked a grass field, and there could not be car lights reaching that little room crunched in between the kitchen and Sarah's bedroom. I looked at my boyfriend and I asked if he saw that. He said, "Yes, I saw it too. I just felt like looking that way as well." Then he proceeded to tell me that I should not be afraid and that the good laughs in the house may have spiked the curiosity of the spirits. I was too spooked by then, and if it would have been up to me, I would have left the house in the middle of the night and gone home, but I could not do that. I told my boyfriend that he had to sleep in the same bed with me against his mom's rules. He understood my fear and slept with me. This got him in huge trouble with Sarah, even after explaining what happened. This worked to my advantage because now she was pissed and the best thing for us to do was get out of there to my relief. I don't know what that was, but it sure spooked me. I had to go into that house again reluctantly after that, but then my boyfriend's relationship with Sarah got really bad and soon we were not welcome there anymore. That's sad. Mm-hmm. Sarah spends a lot of time in that house. She does not go out much and has lots of difficulties communicating with people. So she drinks, cooks, and spends mostly all of her time behind those walls. I don't think she is crazy because of the ghosts. She was always crazy. But I think secluding herself in that house must not have been good for her mental state either. But these are just speculations, of course. My question for you is, now, I don't know that we can answer these, but here are the questions. Okay. How common is it for spirits to manifest themselves as shining, floating lights? Also, I would like to see a ghost and be sure it was a ghost. I have been on ghost tours, but seen nothing. Can you recommend a place that, in your opinion, would be very likely to encounter a ghost? Thank you, Rosario. Mm. Those are some tough questions. First, like talking about the blue light thing, you know.
So are we talking about an orb?
It sounds like that. And it does sound like they both saw it. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the fact that it was blue and about head height and it scared her so much that she wouldn't sleep by herself. I don't know. I think that could have been paranormal. Especially
yeah.
since
oh,
they
I
both
think it probably
saw
was. I think it probably was since her and the boyfriend both thought there was no possibility of reflecting lights or anything, you know,
they
that
debunked
they both
it.
Seemed to be drawn to seeing it, to looking over that way and everything. So I think orbs are pretty common.
And this is the same house where Sarah claims to see her father hovering above her in bed.
Yeah.
You know, so Sarah's kind of established that this house is haunted.
And, you know, sometimes when people like, you know, have a mental, you know, disorder or something, it does put a heavy vibe over the house, just in general.
And it sounds like he had some mental
health
issues.
And it sounds like he may have had the same thing early on, you know, earlier. And so I think the house probably just has a heaviness over the house in general. But I wouldn't be surprised if he's not there.
Actually, I'd be kind of surprised if he was not there.
Because
I think
he seemed to be real attached to the house.
Attached to the house.
He built it.
Mental health issues. You know, he died. Does he even know how to move on? I don't know. And then if his daughter's there and she likes having him there, that wouldn't like really encourage you to move on.
Yeah. So she's encouraging him to stay, actually. The reverse.
So the questions, how common is it for spirits to manifest themselves as shining floating lights? I don't think anyone can answer that question. I think I've heard of that before. I've heard of that quite a bit before about people seeing lights. Who was I talking to this week? Oh, there was a guy in Illinois. He's it's a beautiful old mansion, the Cheney Mansion. And he said that he saw a white floating light by a staircase. Just
and is it an orb light, like round?
It was more like an orb, yeah.
Okay. You see, I don't think that's that uncommon.
Now, how, you know, can I give you any kind of quantifiable, verifiable information on that? I don't know. Maybe somebody knows more than we do, and if somebody has a better answer. I think, though, to actually see something like that is pretty special, you know?
Well, more often than not, we hear about them being captured in pictures.
Mm-hmm. And then... also, I would like to see a ghost and be sure it was a ghost. I've been on ghost tours and seen nothing. Can you recommend a place, in your opinion, that would be very likely to encounter a ghost? I think, honestly, that most people have not or will not ever see an apparition. I don't think that most people actually see the apparition. And I don't think you have to see an apparition to experience ghostly behaviors. A ghostly experience.
Now, I've seen it. I've seen like 3 times.
Mm-hmm. And I have not ever seen one.
One super clear, you know, as to what I could tell you what they were wearing and everything. And then 2 more foggy men. But, you know, it was like they were behind a foggy kind of window or something.
Yeah, and I've never actually seen an apparition. I've only seen a shadow person. So I haven't. And so, you know, where can you see one? It's so hard to tell. I talk to these people every week who investigate things and, you know, they run paranormal investigations at different houses like that Cheney Mansion in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he's seen an apparition there. And I think it just depends because every place that everybody says, you know, you can't turn it on and off. It might happen. It might not happen. You might go on a really active night. Mm-hmm. You might go on a night that it's not. But I think that if she was to take a paranormal investigation, the more you put yourself in that situation, if that really is something you're interested in, I think you have to go looking for it.
Right.
And there are a zillion places.
Where was that hospital that we had, that you had done a Grave Talks about, and then we discussed it, where everybody saw this guy?
Is it the Stimson Hospital?
That might have been it. And there was that guy, and he was just plain as day. Everybody that saw him, you know, he'd just be standing there leaning up against the wall
No, you that know. Was not the Stimson Hospital. That was, they had the South Old Pittsburgh Hospital in Tennessee and the Harrisburg Hospital.
And everybody that went in there said they saw that guy.
Yeah, all of the volunteers had seen that.
Yeah, had seen him. And he was just plain as day. Just like he was really a person, really there. So that's honestly one of the strongest ones I've ever heard of, where somebody, they just looked incredibly real too. To be able to, you know, to present that realistically for a ghost is pretty amazing.
So, I mean, it's just so impossible to say, here's where you're going to see a ghost. I think
here's the other thing, Carol, you and I are both convinced too that sometimes we see things and we don't know it's a ghost. Mm-hmm. You may have already seen something.
Right. So I think, I think if you really want to experience it, you know, my guess is there's a paranormal investigation group nearby. They're all over.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't know where she lives now, if she's still in Virginia or where, but, you know, maybe like talk to those people. And
I think there'd be tons of places in Virginia.
One would think.
If she's there. I do think there are some people that just have a more natural ability to see things than others.
Yeah. There's a lot of paranormal investigators who do it like on every weekend and they haven't seen them.
And they haven't seen them, but they do oftentimes have some sort of communication with the spirit.
Yeah.
You know, it could be something
all kinds
like
of evidence.
You know, that they get, you know, sounds on their equipment, they hear voices or whatever. Sometimes something touches them, you know. So it doesn't have to be that you just saw something. There's a lot of ways you can interact with the spirits too.
Yeah. But yeah. I would talk with somebody who's a professional and who does it. You know, these are experienced investigators. And if it's something you're interested in, it could be a really interesting hobby for
you. Yeah, I agree.
So I would check into that and just see if there's any in your town, nearby town, and just say, hey, I'm really interested in learning from you guys. Can I join your team?
Yes, I would encourage.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we have another story.
Okay.
Here it is.
Hi, this is Christina. I just wanted to call in because I love your guys' show. I listen to it all the time when I'm working. I have multiple experiences, but this is the one that kind of like stands out to me the most through the years. A couple years ago, I used to work at the airport, and I'd be coming home around, let's say, 12:30 at night, and I had a friend at the time. She was in the passenger side and I was driving. We're going down the freeway and it's like this big black figure. To this day, I don't really know how to describe it because it was just, you know, you're tired from working like a 9-hour shift. And it was just such a weird experience. I'm driving down and I just see this big black shadow run in front of my car. And it was big, like I would say like probably 7 feet tall. I know it wasn't really like a natural human shape to it. And I swerved out of the way and I looked over at my friend and I said, did you see that? And she goes, yeah. And we did not really talk for the rest of the ride home. I mean, that was an experience where I couldn't describe it. I mean, I looked back to make sure, like, okay, what's the deer? Because we're kind of not in a city type of area, but it's, you know, there's still deer that go into our area a little bit. So I looked back to see the deer and nothing. So I don't know. That was a little short, but I have a lot of other experiences I might call in again. Yeah, thank you.
Please call in with more experiences. We love to hear them.
Sasquatch.
Was it you and me that had a story recently that was similar to that? There was a woman driving and in the car in front of her, something like that. It was this big, huge, dark mass walked in front of the car in front of her and she was on a highway and they actually slammed on their brakes too.
Oh.
Was that you and me who did that story?
No, it wasn't, but that would be super unnerving.
But that reminded me of that. Because you know a deer, you know, so and I get like, okay, I don't know what else to debunk this with. Could it have been a deer? But it's not a deer. You would know it's a deer. But when you see something tall and dark and what was that? And they both saw it. To the point, like they didn't even talk the rest of the way home. They're just so freaked out.
And I think... Also, we had one a while back where somebody saw it was driving kind of in the country and looked in the rear view and saw some big dark shadow behind the car. And I thought, oh, great. They have ruined rear view mirrors for me now. Like I now at night looking in a rear view, that always just kind of crosses my mind. I have a big black shadow behind the car?
Well, now... Well, you have a big black shadow in front of your car.
In front of the car.
They can pop up from anywhere. That's just terrifying, though, because it's what was that? So my guess it was some kind of, like, shadow person? Shadow Sasquatch?
Yeah,
because, I mean, Sasquatch. If you can have a shadow person, you could have a shadow Bigfoot, right?
Couldn't you?
I would think. One would think.
We'll just throw out another haunting for you.
Just one more thing to be scared of. Like seeing Bigfoot wouldn't be bad enough, but now we're going to see Shadow Bigfoot.
Shadow Bigfoot.
Holy shit.
Well, it, you know, and it is creepy at night when you're out kind of in the country or the, you know, edge of town or whatever. And there are weird shadows and weird things and weird noises, you know, but just to be driving along and all of a sudden have, and the way I took it, the shadow just kind of darted and went in front of the car and across the road, right?
Yeah. And they were just driving home from work, just like every night. So, you know, you're used to this drive. You know, when you're coming home from work, especially when it's night, that's almost when you're on autopilot. You take the same route or one or two different routes home. You know, it's just what you do. Every day is kind of the same. You just watch out for traffic. And you don't plan on seeing that.
Well, and you know, your headlights are on full blast ahead of the car. So, you know, if it catches something like that, you know, how do you deny it? Yeah. You know, you saw something. You know, yes. It was all, you lit it up, you know, your headlights are shining on it. Pretty shadow person, what do you think?
I'm going with a big old shadow person.
Big old shadow person out in the country.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a real ghost story or a big old shadow person or even a big old shadow Bigfoot story, we want to hear it. Call in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then if you would prefer having ad-free versions of the show, you get advanced episodes, access to the archive, become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts, through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle. Because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Big transfer news today.
Who's moving?
Me. to the couch with Domino's best deal ever since they just added stuffed crust.
Any pizza, any toppings, now with stuffed crust for $9.99.
It's a long-term contract with no release clause.
Only $9.99? Yeah, that sounds like the move. I'm heading straight to
Domino's.
Prices higher for some locations. Excludes XL and specialty pizzas. Select this offer from 6/15 through 7/26. Online only. Size availability varies by crust type. Max 7 toppings, 6 for pan and New York style crust. Minimum purchase required for delivery. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary.